This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me.
You can find yourself wishing that your life looked like someone else's.
You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. It might look like someone has it all together on Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I think that's what I love about therapy. You can just go to therapy for everything.
Everything and anything.
Any problem you have, no matter how big or small,
yeah,
it's going to help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go Loud.
There's definitely a worse day, but I was the problem.
The man ran away from me. Came with a friend and asked for a threesome.
Fair play to him.
I feel like
I'm giving him a pat on the back.
No. Welcome to Home or Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls brought up on night out where you spill all the gossip on relationship dilemmas and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener,
welcome
to the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Home or Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have full video episodes now that are out on Thursdays at 12, so just a day later if you want to watch them both. We have bonus episodes as well every Monday. They are called Home or Drink Extra Juice, and they're just a bit of something extra for your week, just to
tie it over
and listen a bit more to what we have to say, or dilemmas, whatever else. It's all kind of the good bits in there, so you can listen to that too. On this week's episode of Home or Drink, we talked about worst dates. So we had a good few interesting dates come in.
Yep.
Men running away, which was actually one of our own stories.
Yep.
Places of dates that were a bit bizarre. Men split the bill when the bill was at €24.
Yeah.
To begin with.
Bring in an extra partner on the date and ask him for a threesome.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Love that. Going to his rugby game, he played shit and broke his nose and went to A&E. And the rest we'll tell you in the episode. We also had a dilemma about a girl who's got pregnant and she is only seeing the guy 6 months. So still quite fresh, and he's asking for a DNA test.
How do we feel?
And of course, our peak and bleak of the week. Ibiza, my birthday.
Yay.
Britis. Yeah. And the rest. So enjoy.
Enjoy.
I'm just back from Ibiza.
Yeah, how are you feeling, chick?
Tired. But I'm also happy that I'm up and out, because I feel like I would just spend all day in bed.
Yeah, but see, you're well able for that. I would literally be like, no. Like last week when I said to you, I was like, now, are you sure you don't mind coming in like the next morning?
Yeah,
you're
on
your back and all. You're like, yeah, no, it's grand.
It'll be grand.
I'd be like, not a hope. How dare you even ask me? No way.
See, I spent the whole day yesterday
With the hangover.
And like, I had, my flight was at 10:30 at night. So it was such a long day.
So late.
So long. But I just spent the whole day at the pool. Had to do content for a brand. And then I actually was feeling rough. And then I got a cold shower.
Love it.
It was actually in the content of the cold shower. But like, then I felt like a new woman.
Yeah.
A new lease of life.
Really fixed. Did you ever wake up hungover and you're like, I just want to go swimming. I just want to be in a body of water.
It really does. It really worked. Like, and then I had some sushi and a green juice and got into my airport clothes.
Oh, that's pure.
Then I went to the airport with Jasmine. So she was flying earlier than me. So I was in the airport for a total of 6 hours.
Nah.
And was sitting around, just charged my phone. But everything just seemed like such a big task, because I had to like put stuff in my suitcase. And I was just sitting there looking at it. I was like, I can't do it. I was like, what if, like, I don't know. I made such a big fuss out of everything I was doing, even though it took me 2 seconds.
No.
I just had to transfer one thing into my suitcase.
And you forgot to book your flight?
Forgot to book my flight home, yeah. Went to check in 2 days before, which I never do. So I feel like I must have had a...
Something told you.
I don't know, but I was like, I'll just be on top of this. And I wanted to get a nice seat for the plane.
Okay.
Because I wanted to stretch out and sleep. So I went to go on. I was like, where's the return flight? It's not there. And I had in my head it was the 10:30 flight, and it didn't book it. I don't know, at the time I was booking, now I remember I only booked the flight going over, didn't know what day we were coming back on.
Yeah.
So I had to book it last minute. Actually, it wasn't that expensive.
I was going to say, how much it cost?
I think it would have been the same.
Really?
Yeah, before cases and all, it was 170.
That's That's not terrible.
Which for a next day flight. And yeah. Then the Tuesday flight sold out. So if they both had been sold out, I would have been fucked.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't sold out because of the time. People don't like flying at that time. It's not
true,
great.
Yeah. Wait until that time at night.
It's turbulence. So bad. Except for the first hour. I had headphones on. Had a neck pillow. Eye mask. Bought it in the airport for €18. And front row seat. And I was like this.
Good night.
Plank in the bed. But yeah, it was the best. Really good trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pasha looked so good.
Pasha was so good.
Oh, Pasha.
And Glitterbox is so good.
I've never been to Glitterbox. Have I? No.
No.
Why?
It's
I feel like
so,
we always miss it or something.
Yeah, we do. We don't end up going. Because we go to Ocean on a Sunday and get like too drunk. And then...
Can't be arsed.
Yeah, I don't know why. But like...
I've never been to Glitterbox.
I was pretty drunk at Ocean though, but I still went to Glitterbox. But it was so good. The music is like disco music. Okay. And like...
It's not like heavy trap.
Well, yeah, yeah. Like, hang on, I'll play a clip.
Yeah, give us a little taster there.
Because I can't think now off the top of my head, but when you see. Yeah. And then the bathrooms in High were like playing, Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Oh, love.
Don't you.
I love High.
Hang on now, where is this?
Oh.
We're gonna celebrate.
I like that. Yeah, not when it's real heavy.
That was at 5:21 a.m. in the morning.
Love it.
But yeah, it's all them songs. So if anyone's going to Ibiza, would highly recommend. Apparently Destino as well is going to be gone next year.
Oh, why?
Someone told me that they sold it. And...
Like the whole hotel and all, like?
Yeah, they thought it's going to be different. The venue won't be there, like, for music on.
No way.
Yeah. It was very hot this year, though.
Yeah.
Very hot. Like, just a million degrees. Met a few of the birds that love the podcast.
Did you?
Met an ocean and... Yeah. Such a good time. I feel like I beat this on them holidays. You need a holiday afterwards, so...
A chill one after.
It's just not, like, you're just so, I just feel like I wasn't even chilling ever. Like, I was on, obviously, in the sun and all, but you're not really on your phone. And then when you're getting ready, you're not on your phone. So I feel like I just haven't caught up. Like,
yeah, on everything.
Feel very out of the loop.
Ah, no.
I don't know any current affairs the last 5 days.
I don't either, though. And I've just been at home. So.
Yeah, come
on, like,
I need to go watch the news or something.
Yeah, to fill you in on everything.
Yeah.
Have you seen that TikTok and it's like very demure?
No.
It's this trend now. I don't know why.
What does demure mean?
I think demure means like...
Quiet?
I'm going to look it up actually. I'm pretty sure, well, from what I understand, I think demure means like classy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like
holds themselves well.
Yeah.
I think I do.
Reserved, modest and shy.
Oh, yeah, quiet, yeah.
Yeah, typically used of a woman, a demure young lady.
So why is it a trend?
There's, I'll show you.
People saying it and then they're not being demure in the videos.
Kind of, yeah. So like there was one that I saw and it was this person smoking like a cigarette and they were like, you see how I'm smoking this cigarette? Very demure. I don't flick my ash on the ground. I flick it in the ashtray. Or like they'd be doing something that's just like, it's this. Jules LeBron.
Real classy. Real demure.
Oh, they're all using that sound.
I'm not like these other girls.
Yeah, it's all about like, I'm not like these other
I'm
girls.
Reserved.
Yeah, yeah, everything I do is so demure. So people are just taking that now and like...
I'm running with it.
Yeah, running with it and attaching it to everything.
But it's stuff that's not demure.
Kind of, yeah, they'd be like just messing
about. I'd love to be a bit more demure.
Demure?
Quiet and reserved.
I'm definitely not like that.
No.
Wish I was.
I know, same.
But definitely not.
I would love to be one of the people who is mysterious on social media, but I've been fortunate to share my whole life.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't be mysterious.
But then again, on the other hand, like somebody who's, like even people who are popping into my head now who are a bit mysterious, you find it hard to kind of connect with them or like find them personable, I think.
You, like social media people?
Yeah.
I'm thinking more like the everyday. Do you ever like follow people that you, and you kind of know of them, whatever, and you're like, what is going on
in your
life? You know what I mean?
Who's your,
and like,
who's
you're like,
one,
what are you flying to? What are you,
yeah.
Like,
who's your one? Is it Demi or something? No. It's your one out of fucking Twilight.
What's her
Bella.
Name?
Bella. Do you ever see people sharing videos of Jesus. When they were younger? And they were like, how I thought I was Bella, whatever her name is.
And when they thought there was going to be like a vampire.
Yeah.
And they just find them like...
What?
I've definitely though like sang in like the aisles of a supermarket trying to get discovered.
Probably thinking like you're the main character. Like,
yeah. Obviously someone's going to sign me. I'm 10 years old. I'm
obviously.
In like, a supermarket.
No, would you ever get like that at a concert? I definitely did. When I would see Justin Bieber and all, I'd be like, he's looking directly at me.
Do you ever see the memes? And it's like when you shave for a One Direction concert and you're like fucking...
You're 14 or something.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think that you can... all these people.
He's going to see me. Pick me. Yeah. Choose me.
Jesus Christ.
Do you reckon they actually see even faces at a concert?
Yeah. Like, I'd say the first few people in front of them. Like,
yeah.
Definitely.
We went to Justin Bieber years ago and we queued up all day to try to get to the front and we got to the front. and it was too squished. We had to leave before we even came out.
See, I don't
people
even like
were mad them, for,
were they? Yeah.
Like, if it was someone else, you'd be all right, but people were like squishing every time they even thought he was coming on.
I got Justin Bieber tickets randomly. Was he in Crow Park?
No, he was through Rain.
He was outdoors for something.
No.
And I brought my sister.
No.
Definitely, he was.
He came twice for My World and for Believe.
No, Cher, I'm telling you now, he was outdoors for something.
What?
There was something when it was outdoors.
No.
It was, and I was sitting at the side.
I'm looking it up.
Look it up, because he definitely was.
Bieber.
We were sitting at the side. I bought tickets for him, actually, when he was meant to come the last time.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you get me a ticket?
Yeah, and then we had to get a refund because we cancelled. Hope I got that refund, actually.
Justin Bieber.
It was something, Sharon.
Irish concert. The singer's forced to cancel upcoming gigs till June. That was for Three Arena in Feb and March 23.
So will you have to rebuy tickets for that now?
I don't think he's ever coming back.
Do you reckon?
No.
Why?
I think he's done. Oh, Justin Bieber has announced to the RDS. Was that? Well, that would have been it. Maybe. RDS Purpose World Tour. I didn't know he came back again. That was 2017. Would that, sound right?
Probably.
Yeah. That's mad, RDS.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I didn't know that was that big.
I didn't either. Why am I just thinking of the horse show and I'm like...
I'm thinking the beauty show, but yeah. RDS can be made huge.
Can it?
There's loads of different little sections, I feel.
Maybe it was that. I don't know.
Oh, we have EP this weekend.
We do.
Electric Picnic.
We are not... Well, I'm not prepared.
I feel... I have my outfits, but I... That's all I have. I feel like that's all I need, though. And then,
can
like,
we just do like leggings and hoodies at night time, please?
Yeah,
that's what we do anyway.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I always bring stuff that I can literally like. I'll never want to wear again.
Yeah, that I
feel
though.
Like in case it gets mucky.
Yeah,
I don't think it will though. What's the weather due to like?
Lovely,
is it?
Yeah,
really nice.
Meant to be nice. Yeah.
Oh, unreal. Because this wasn't it really nice the last week in Ireland. Like,
just gone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh my god, I hope it stays. No, remember last year was a scorcher.
Even if it's just dry, I'll never forget the year we left and went to a hotel. Remember?
Oh my god. I seen someone on TikTok say if you've survived
EP22,
you're like a real one. That was
that
a washout.
That was the year we left.
We came back.
Yeah. We won, I think it must have been the second night we just looked at each other and was like...
And that was the year we went, because we had done the glamping, but there was... It wasn't a bed, it was just a mattress, wasn't it? That year.
Yeah, I don't know where we... It was a different setup to where we are now.
It was a different place. Yeah, it was different.
But we went to a hotel and had a shower and got into bed, and
never been so happy. I've never had such a good sleep in all my life.
So I hope this week is dry, but we always end up having a ball.
It's so good.
So Zoe's
coming with, she's never been.
Has she never been?
Never been.
Oh, I'm buzzing.
Kira's never been either.
Has she not?
No. And she's working at it, so she'll see us, meet us down there, and then...
She's gone around a golf cart. I didn't believe her when she told us
that. Is she
gone
around a golf cart?
Yeah.
Maybe she can pick us up.
The
walk golf to Electric Picnic is... honestly, like
hell on earth.
I feel like I'm doing a pilgrimage.
Hell, and I get lost every year. You don't know where to. It's really hard to find where to go, I think.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And if it's raining or really hot, it's bad both ways.
Yeah.
It's long.
And I've learned lessons from EP. I know everybody on TikTok is doing like, not lessons, what's the word I'm looking for?
Tips.
Tips or whatever. But like some people are like, bring wellies. No shit, Sherlock. Like, do you know what I mean? Some of the tips are like, come off it, will you? Charging bank.
People might not know.
Ah, come on now.
If they've never been.
No.
Because you wouldn't wear wellies to the likes of like Longitude or something. Do you get me?
Field in the middle of... Are you in Port Leash? Actually, I don't know where it is. Strabally?
Strabally, yeah.
But one of my tips... Okay, my tip might be a useless tip. Don't bring a suitcase. I learned my lesson.
What did we use last year?
We used my trolley.
Still have that trolley?
I hope I do. I need to check in the shed.
Really good.
Yeah. So we'll use that and just pack that again.
That was good.
Suitcase, such a terrible idea. But then again, Nikayla, I think, told me, she was like, I brought a suitcase one year and it was grand.
Depends how heavy it is. We just fucked. Do we have to go back to the car? We got went twice, didn't we?
Did we?
Or maybe not, actually, no, we took it all. Remember that lovely man helped me with my trolley?
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
But the suitcase, the wheels just get stuck full of mud and grass and stones and all. And then you just end up dragging it along the
ground.
Don't
wear a good suitcase if you're doing that.
No.
Yeah. I'd say if you have one you want to throw away.
Minimal is best.
For
EP. Yeah. It's definitely one thing I've learned.
Yeah. Wait, this is going to be out after EP, I'm just thinking.
Oh, next year.
Here's your tips for next year, folks.
Woo.
And then you can bring a drink in. You just have to have it in plastic.
Has to be plastic bottles. You can only bring 1 litre of spirits and 48 cans.
Yeah.
You're cut off at that.
Yeah. I think I might bring some snacks this year. Actually, there were snacks
there's snacks. Why am I bringing some?
And there's lovely food places.
The food,
this food is really truck. Nice.
My mom would love to go to EP.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved to go to EP.
It is a real family thing, though.
Yeah, you can get the family camping now. People bring their kids.
Babies and stuff,
And stay there for the weekend.
Mm.
The weather's nice. I think it'll be
good.
It'll be so good. It's good even when it rains. So
yeah.
I feel like you get your picks and you're like, I don't care, guys.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like plan. Hope.
It's nice. Please, God.
We'll
please
have a bottle.
To anyway. The weather gods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got my arms waxed. Would you like to feel them?
Well, no, they're...
Oh, my God.
So weird.
Oh, nice. No, she only waxed from my, like, elbow down.
Oh, right, okay.
So I did. So it's a little bit of floof.
No, but here. You don't... That's all blonde, though.
Yeah, but got my arms waxed, folks.
Sore, no?
No, I think, no, like, I don't it's think. Kind of satisfying, like...
I'd love to look at the page afterwards.
The witch.
The
oh, yeah, the sheet thing, yeah.
I love
really it. Satisfying. And my friend Jasmine waxed my arms, because...
Yeah.
I just randomly wanted my arms. She's like, your bikini next... Absolutely not.
I used to always get waxed.
Oh my fucking God. I got waxed once and I made a promise to myself that I would never ever do such a thing again.
I made a promise that was last time I made myself that promise as well. But the time before that, the girl who done it, I went to wax in the city. It was so good. She'd done it in four strips.
See,
one, two, three, four, quick. And it was gone. But then the last time I went somewhere else, I can't remember what it was, but like she was plucking and I was like,
please.
No,
you start taking a tweezer to my hoo hat.
And even she kept going in. I was like, do you know what? Leave it.
No, yeah.
Fine.
It's
fine. Landing strip.
Yeah. Fine. No,
Do you ever see people get shapes and all it? Like, there's different style you can get. Like, a Brazilian is everything.
Shape?
You can get, like, I don't know what the shape, but you can get, like, just one strip of hair, like a mohawk.
Down the middle?
Yeah. Or you can get Brazilian bikini.
Hollywood.
Bikini is just around.
Just on the outside.
Yeah. But I don't get that. Would you not just get the whole thing?
Maybe it's not arse with the pain.
True. But yeah, the worst pain is the right up near your stomach. Oh my God. Don't do it around your period if you're ever getting it.
Oh, yeah. 10 times worse.
Because maybe, yeah, they just shave everywhere else.
My friend Melissa from years ago, I remember her telling me that she had older sisters growing up and her older sister waxed her armpits and her hair never ever grew back. Whatever age she was, or I don't know, yeah.
It just meant they weren't.
Yeah, but waxed her armpits, I think just for the crack, like at home, waxed her armpit and they never ever grew back.
Happy fucking day.
I fucking loved that.
I didn't get armpit hair till I was like 17. And even now, I don't really have much.
I can't remember when I did.
I don't, like, I'd...
She's checking her arm.
I just have a few little hairs. Not
very
few,
blonde, like, though. Like,
no, not even blonde, just light hair. I remember one time I went to get wax. It was the first wax I ever got. And no, I won't even say it, actually.
What?
No. I'll tell you afterwards.
Are you sure?
I was traumatized.
Oh.
No, it wasn't that bad, but it was weird anyway.
Okay.
Do we address this? Have we already?
No, we haven't talked about it.
Are we gonna?
Kind of over it. Like.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's fun for 24 hours and then I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, it's a
fuck. I think the more airtime you give.
Exactly.
Things
like that. But things if anything, like it shows you how quickly things online come up really, like, everyone's in on it and then it's something new the next day.
Literally. You're only yesterday's news, or whatever is only yesterday's news. It wasn't for me anyway, but yeah. TikTok is scary. Social media is scary.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like,
things can just be like wildfire and then it's like ghost town gone.
Yeah, gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just...
People need to take everything with a pinch of salt, I think, as well.
Like, it's not that deep.
Just because you watch a video or you hear your friend even saying something or anything doesn't mean that it's...
Bible. Yeah.
Or true. Like, you know what I mean? People can add bits and bobs. They can...
I just think...
I'm not talking about this situation, but I just mean in general. Yeah. Like, people could just try to... I always try to have my own opinion on things and people... And everything until I actually meet someone or see a situation for myself.
If I
hear something about someone, I'm not going to hold that against them or like whatever else. I'll make my own opinion up. And like, I think people just need to do that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Instead of maybe generalizing people even altogether or like whatever else, just because you hear something bad about someone or something doesn't mean it's true.
That's a good way of putting it.
Do you know what
I mean? If you've never had a bad experience with them and you hear one person saying something.
Yeah. And I think as we hear so much about ourselves, it's made me be even more conscious about that.
Really?
Because I'm like, I've heard fucking shite about myself. So if I hear shite about someone else, I'm not necessarily going to be like, oh, that's fucking terrible. Like, I'll be like, but is it true though? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Take everything with a pinch of salt. Like,
everything with, give the benefit of
it's the really doubt. Not that deep. I just think people are taking things so literal, kind of. And like,
given like COVID times when everyone was very on it, I feel like everyone's very ready to fight or something.
Like, just fucking.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone is just on there, like, and everyone is just, like, ready to, I don't know, bash someone.
Bite the head off each other, like, why?
It's very, I don't know, everyone's very highly strung or something.
Yeah. I don't get it. Everyone like, just relax. Yeah, take a deep breath. 5 seconds in and out. Like, it's really not that deep.
Yeah. I think so. We, like, all need to get offline a little bit more.
Definitely.
And touch more into the, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone included. Mm. Including us, so.
100%.
Yeah. So going into worst dates that we've gone on. What is the worst date you've ever gone on?
I haven't been on many first dates. You know me now. I genuinely...
Not a first date or worst.
Yeah, but worst... I think because I haven't had many first dates, I haven't had many worst dates, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my opinion, I feel like a worst date would 9% of the time
would
be the
never go
first
again.
One. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't think... There's nothing really for me anyway that kind of...
stands out.
Sticks out in my head as, oh, Jesus Christ.
I feel like there's one where you... Did you have to pay or something? Am I making that up?
Oh, I got brought out for my birthday and I paid. Yeah.
I knew I didn't make that up.
Yeah. Yeah. And had a big fight. And I ended up crying and all on my birthday.
That's a word. That's pretty bad.
That was pretty bad.
That's pretty awful.
To be honest. Yeah. The day of my birthday, I got brought out and I had to pay for it.
Mm. I mean, we don't ask for much in this life, but
no.
On your fucking birthday.
I know.
Do you know what
there
I mean?
There's definitely a worse day, but I was the problem.
Oh, what did you do?
Got absolutely langers. And he didn't drink.
Oh.
Yeah. And I spilled a whole jug of water all over him and all.
Oh.
Yeah. That's definitely his worst day.
No.
No, definitely.
You went on more.
No, we didn't.
Oh.
Bird, I got ghosted after that.
Oh, I'm thinking on the wrong
person. Yeah. Got ghosted. So I was the worst
date. I don't think you were ghosted though. You're still chatting and stuff.
No, we weren't really.
You didn't?
No, it's fine. I'm actually taking full responsibility for that. So I was the worst.
Bone sober.
Yeah. God love him, poor fella. Jesus.
Oh, no. We hate the ghoster.
Yeah.
I feel like I've told so many times. So the date where the guy fell asleep in the cinema.
Yeah, that is bad.
I went on the date. That was my first and last one.
I don't like cinema dates anyway.
It's so awkward. Like.
Especially, but like, didn't we do that a lot when we were... No, now, in fairness, when we were younger and we were going to the cinema, well, for me anyway... We'd go down to View in Liffey Valley.
Mm.
Would it be a group of me and the girls and a group of all the fellas?
Yeah.
Like, and you'd all go as a group?
Yeah, we used to do that. Like 30 people.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck? That was when the cinema was like €8 or something.
Yeah, I know. I'd say people coming in seeing us all were like, fuck.
Yeah, okay. Jesus.
Like, honestly.
But I think if somebody ever asked you on a first date
to the cinema,
don't go.
No, I agree.
So awkward.
I think when you're younger, it's different. But now I'm like, there's so much else we could do.
But like, you don't speak for the hour. How are you going to get to know me?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
What I mean?
Just looking like...
This is really good. No.
I can't remember what we've even seen, but it was one of them tiny little screens in Liffey Valley. The tiny, like, was like three rows or something. I looked to my right and the man is fast asleep.
No.
I was like, that's fucking great. I couldn't really be offended though, because it was like, it's not like he's talking to me falling asleep. It was a film.
True.
So let's just say he hated the film. But I went on a date with my boyfriend at the time and we got in a huge fight. I don't know what you saw was a fight, but everything. I don't even know what it was. We were just in the middle of, actually in a different country. Way outside of Ireland, and we're just walking around fighting. The man ran away from me, like just ran, just took off and ran and left me in the middle of this city by myself.
You were just standing
that
there.
I don't know that I'm just standing. I think I tried to run after, but I couldn't keep up. Just left me in the middle of this country, and then I was like, bawled. We were actually drunk, we'd been like after dinner or something, or out at some event. And I was bawling, crying. These like men come up to me like, "Are you okay?" Like, and I was like you know when you can't breathe.
Yeah.
And then he comes back around the corner. I didn't know where. I was looking everywhere. I wasn't there. He comes back around the corner and then goes mad at me for talking to men.
That happened to me in Paris.
Oh,
kind of the same thing. I think I went to go and buy smokes. I think I was smoking at the time or something. And I think he was annoyed that I was gone for too long or something. I don't know. But he left me in Paris and he went back to the hotel. And I think I had to, or was it the other way around? Something anyway, but I remember being left in Paris being like, what the fuck? But then I got given out to for talking to someone while I was getting smoked. Something, I don't know. It was years ago, like, but.
You just flip it all on us.
What?
Honestly. And then that was it then. I think we ended up coming home. We came home together, but it was like way hours on after we should have because of all the running going on. Who just picks off and sprints?
The fella wanted to do a marathon.
I don't even know, like, why. It was just like, I was just like. And I was only like young, like teenager still, I'm pretty sure. And like, it was just so sad.
Aww.
So that was pretty bad. Then I got brought to, I said on the way in here to Nano in the car, I was like, I think Nando's for a first date is bad. He was like, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. He was like, I just think like, there's a nicer place you can go. But I was young as well. But the worst part of it was, I was doing makeup modeling for someone that day. And I had like a black smoky eye on. And a full glam, like heavy makeup.
Full
like
beat to Nando's.
It was so nice. But I was like, I'm not going to waste this makeup.
Yeah.
And then went to Nando's.
Listen, you got your wear
full
over.
Glam.
Yeah.
But I just think Nando's our first date, isn't it?
Do you ever have a bad date with Dano?
No.
Not
necessarily. I asked him, we couldn't think
did
of
you not?
No.
I was going to say, not necessarily, obviously, because of Dano, but like, did that never go wrong or a booking got mixed up?
No,
or
the only one would be like in the hotel in Mexico that time when there was not a sinner. We thought we were getting literally murdered.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We went there for one night, I don't remember why, and booked the hotel. We didn't see one person. There was only one man working there.
Not sure.
We went to our room. We had just had like that. Do you ever feel like the awkward feeling in your belly? But it's like this face, like
this land you face.
Land you, but it feels like that in your belly.
Yeah.
Like anxiety. And the two of us were like, no, can't be here. We done that. We actually left a few twice hotels. I had that awkward feeling in Orlando as well.
I remember you saying that really was like scary. The motel. Yeah.
It was just so, I didn't like how it made me feel.
Yeah.
And then that Mexico, and there was one man working there, got to the room. Then we went out to get some food in the like restaurant that was there. No one even worked there.
I know.
We were just sitting there at the table. No one came up to us for 20 minutes.
That's like something out of a horror.
Yeah, I put my story. I was like, should we leave? And everyone was like, yeah. I was like, do you know what? Say less.
And did you ever find out why it was so empty?
No. We got a refund though. I remember like giving out, and it was not like the pictures, nothing.
Wasn't it?
I didn't see one other person that was even living there. Like it was, oh, horrible.
No, that's scary.
And it was in the middle of a jungle.
No. Animals everywhere.
You know what? No.
Dano having a freak.
Yeah. And a big huge spider.
No.
Oh my God, it was fucking massive. So I was talking about that. My Dano highlighted someone in Ocean Beach. Right, you need to add to it again.
Oh.
They were like, they could recite off the ones that are the funniest. Like, no, that was probably my worst date, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend actually left a date. She just broke up with her boyfriend not that long ago, and she didn't want to be there with this guy. Like, just didn't want to be there. And she rang one of her friends, and he had to ring her to pretend that he'd broken his arm, that he needed her to bring him to hospital.
Why is that the first thing that we think to do is like, right, get your friend to ring you and make you leave a date?
It's such a good idea.
But like, realistically, would that ever happen?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like whoever you're on the date with would know.
Would
like,
know.
Yeah. If you're like, oh my God, I have to go.
She just wasn't feeling
it. Yeah, they're after ringing me.
Yeah. I feel like if you're in a date though, and you're not having a good time,
can
like,
you say
don't like, feel like you're don't leave in a mean way, but I feel like if someone you really aren't vibing with, like, I don't know,
do you think you can say come here, like,
this not is to leave, but like maybe cut it if you have like cut it a bit shorter, like don't feel like you have to spend a whole day and like evening with them just because it's planned.
Yeah,
I think if you're not vibing,
I remember we talked about best first dates before, and like, did we settle on like a coffee or something? Did we say a coffee date is better than a dinner date kind of thing?
But then I think I'd rather a dinner date though.
Would you?
Yeah. If I was single now, I feel real awkward getting a coffee. I think that's worse.
True. I think I'd be panicking over what to wear and all. Like the way that I go for my coffees, I look dishevelled.
Yeah, what the fuck
do you wear to a coffee date? Yeah.
Maybe it depends on the person. If I kind of knew of them, I'd probably go straight into a real date, but like a coffee maybe if they're like a Tinder person or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never went on one Tinder date and it was someone that I'd known of.
Did you go on a Tinder date? I never knew that.
It was one that, the cinema.
Oh, yeah. Explains
that. I think I was still in school. I think I was 6 years. I was either 17 or 18, but yeah, I'd just broken up with my boyfriend at the time. I was like, I need something. But I knew of him.
Yeah.
I knew of him. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all right.
Yeah. Then. Have you left a date early? How would you get out of a bad date? I think I would tell one of the girls to ring me and say emergency.
No, I don't think I've ever left a date early. Because I get so nervous and I just end up getting so drunk that like, I'm never going home. Yeah. What do you mean?
Never leave it.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever left a date. I've been on dates where you know this isn't going to
go anywhere.
Yeah.
See, I'd rather then just not be there. I'm like, I need to leave.
Yeah. I've definitely been in situations like that where I'm just like, oh, here. I know this isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
For whatever reason comes into my head, but no, I don't think I've ever left a date.
There's actually no worse feeling though when you're on a date and you're like,
oh, this isn't,
for fuck's sake,
but it's cracked out.
Yeah. Mm. Or you're just really not feeling them and you're like, oh
no, why am I here?
And you're like still sad about an ex or something.
Yeah, like, and you're just sitting there.
That should be him. Well, I think it is good though to go on dates when you do feel like that, because you never know.
Yeah.
You might meet someone.
Out on a date.
I wonder about dates like more common if you met them online. Because
you don't know them, like, yeah.
People can lie.
Well, like, look at Catfish. I love watching Catfish.
Yeah.
Like, all the highlights on YouTube. Love that. Like, look how easy it is to pretend to be someone who you're not.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm, that is true.
And I wonder if you're not a serial dater, that's a bad expression. Date as many people as you want.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're an avid dater.
You definitely have more worse dates, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is it easier then to have a certain standard that you're looking for because you've been on so many dates?
Yeah, true.
Like,
yeah, true.
Is there a way of looking at it then being like, hold on,
compare? Yeah, because
comparing them.
Because I think at the time, the Nando's, like, for example, I was young again, like teenager, but which actually, wait, would I have been? I thought I was like 20 maybe. And at the time, I didn't think it was bad, but I think it's looking back.
Yeah.
So maybe I think when I was 20, it wasn't bad.
Okay.
But now I'm like, oh.
When you look back on it, you're like, ah, here.
It may as well go to like any fast food kind of restaurant.
Though. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you love a Nando's though?
I used to love an Eddie Rockets Day.
Did you? I know when Eddie Rockets Day.
Yeah, an Eddie
Rockets Garlic breath.
Yeah. Love that.
Remember
yeah.
Tender Baskets used to be about 2 euro.
I know, what the hell?
They were
inflation is real in this country.
They were unreal.
Haven't had an Eddie Rockets in years.
Me neither.
Graham actually got the world knows.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I forgot.
Sorry, dude. Fucking, my TikTok bleeding thing is...
Search bar
of his name and all. I'm like, ah. Graham got to love you.
Can't stalk his Instagram, so they try to see his TikTok.
He got outed by full name, but he got...
the article, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, take it, like we said.
Let's touch on one thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to write an article, do your research, okay? Is that not just common sense?
That was the worst research.
Is that not your job?
Is that not like illegal to write like wrong things with someone?
Like, if this is your job to write articles, should you not be given that job because of the research that you do and making sure that it's true?
Yeah. Like, it's giving, like, when I was in college, making up references and all, me, like, typing stuff that wasn't real. That's literally what it was. Like,
none
of it made sense.
This article that I saw, it was taken a bit from here, a bit from here, a bit from last year.
A bit from about three different relationships.
Three different relationships and adding it into one and saying, that's Graham. What? What? God love him.
He said it to you?
Yeah. And his friends all said it to him and all. I was like, oh God.
Very funny.
Yeah, if you're going to write an article.
And again, taking things with a pinch of salt. If someone reads that.
Yes.
Don't always believe what you read because none of it was.
That whole thing was wrong.
And it wasn't even like any of it was bad. It was just wrong.
No, the
information.
The whole thing. The
info was wrong.
The information in that article was 100% wrong.
False.
everything is false. Yeah, is that not illegal?
You can't do that.
But even stupid things like down to
where he lives. What country he lives in.
What country he lives in. The picture that I put up of the pyjamas that he got me. Oh, the Elmo pyjamas. Apparently there was a key ring in that picture. And he got her a lovely key ring. So you weren't... Number one, you just wrote down all the wrong information. Number two, you weren't even looking at the picture. There was no fucking key ring.
Like they got AI to write it. ChatGPT or whatever.
Like, literally, yeah. It was like the Snapchat AI.
Because I think people do that. Like, you can get them to write essays and all for college.
The whole thing was wrong. So,
again, take things with a pinch of salt.
Pinch of salt. Yeah. Don't be writing articles.
Yeah. I think getting drunk is a common issue as well.
Me?
But I feel like when you get, like, it's fine. Unless you're, like, spewing everywhere.
Oh, no, imagine.
I feel like I've done that.
Stop it.
No, maybe not. But I feel like you get, because you're nervous, you get drunk quicker.
Oh, 100%.
You're just like,
yeah, 100%.
And you're chatting away, so you're just sipping away.
Yeah, like it's awkward. What do? You sit there and like,
I know.
You're not just going to sit there and stare into their soul.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a few sips and like.
I think it's nice to, like, it gets everyone to loosen up a little bit.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But then you can get to the stage of being too loose.
Yeah.
I think me and Graham had 4 bottles of wine our first day.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
The next day, your head.
Yeah, he said it was the worst hangover he ever had in his life.
Oh.
A wine hangover.
Wine is...
You can get like organic wine though, apparently now, that doesn't give you a hangover.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
I know. It has like whatever chemicals and toxins is in it. It's organic.
You don't get a hangover.
Get it.
That would
like,
be...
Yeah.
If I could drink as much
maybe
wine...
we should test it.
Yeah. Still get drunk.
And wake up fresh.
Oh my. That would change the game.
It would.
Altogether.
I just have a problem with feeling nauseous the next day. Like if I didn't feel... Because I never get a headache hungover. Ever.
I
just get waves of nausea and that's what I cannot stand.
I'm the opposite. My head would be like, if I get sick, but it would never like annoy me throughout the day. It's more my head. Like I'd be lying there and I'd feel like I was on a roller coaster.
Really?
Like, yeah, my head would be
spinning.
I'm
loving vodka soda lime at the moment, actually.
That's good.
Anything and I feel like
see-through.
I'm getting very, because soda is like sparkly water.
It's water. Yeah.
So like I've actually getting hydrated at the same time.
See? Aren't you just healthy? So smart?
Okay, we'll do some listeners.
Yes, please. Replies. I'm dying to hear these.
Okay, these are some ones that were sent in from listeners. Second date, he asked me to come watch his rugby match. Game was shit. Broke his nose. He told me he's going to hospital, so I left and he called 10 minutes later asking where I'd gone and if I bring him to A&E. Spent the night there and never heard from him again.
She went to A&E with him and
he
never texted her again. The neck of him.
You're shit at rugby, fuck off.
Yeah, tell him he's never going to play for anyone good. See ya.
You'll never make county.
No. I went to the cinema with a guy from work. I bought the sweets and the popcorn as he bought the tickets. I like that. Okay, good start. Went to have some popcorn and he slapped my hand away. I went to the toilet and drove home and left him stranded and blocked him.
What the fuck?
Imagine, no.
None for you.
Yeah.
None for you, Glenn
you
Coco.
Didn't buy
the- what? What the fuck?
No.
Oh, he fell asleep in the toilet.
How would you find that out? Would you have to ask a waiter, like, here, can you go in
can
and
you
see
check if- on someone?
Yeah.
He asked what I liked and ordered for me before I had a chance to speak.
How do you feel about like, when you and Dana go out to dinner?
I think I've said before, I think that's nice.
Yeah, I'd look at the menu and be like, yeah, I'm just so small and petite. Yeah, like, yeah. I can't speak up for myself. Yeah. Like, what?
I just think it's, like...
It's a manly thing to... I'd be like, you just order for me.
Yeah.
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 Like, I'll pick what I want.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, will you just do all the talking then?
Yeah. Oh, so, but this man asked her what she liked and she didn't say, I want this and this. He just asked what she's like to look up and just ordered for her before she got a chance. I think that is weird.
No, that's rude.
If it's your boyfriend, it's different.
If you'd kind of know.
Food today, actually.
Are you?
FX Buckley.
Oh, lovely. Gorge.
I'm like, Dan, I ordered my steak there.
Yeah. Chat was good, but he spoke a lot about himself and seemed more interested in himself than me. When we went to pay, he asked me to revolute him my half. I lost interest entirely. I'm not saying men should always pay, but when he asked you, he should. And the bill was only €24.
So no. You
send him 12 quid.
12 euro.
Girl,
you dodged a fucking bullet.
12 euro.
I just think a man should pay the first day. I'm sorry. I know that's some people don't agree, but...
On the first day?
First day, I
definitely.
Think so.
Yeah.
I just feel like...
See, sometimes it can come across even, and I've definitely done it myself. Remember we were talking about like feminine energy and all? And
masculine
like,
energy, yeah.
Like a man can be like put off if the girl is trying to pay or whatever, because then it's making them feel less manly, isn't it?
Yeah, some of them do feel like that, yeah.
Like that'd be something that I do, like, but it's not out of trying to make someone feel less manly. It's more like that you just want to
feel like you want to offer. If they accept the offer.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
I think then, like, the next time,
I don't know.
Like, I like saying, like, right, I...
Very circumstantial, I think.
Yeah, I like, you pay for the dinner, I'll get the sweets on the way home.
Snacks. Yeah, I'll get you...
Yeah.
I'll get you a pack of chewing gum. Something. Like, I like having something that you can be like, right, well, I'll this is my part.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not splitting the bill, but, yeah. Like, something to give back.
But I think on the first date, if he's making you pay €12, that is fucking...
I think whoever initiates the date pays for it. If he asks you on a date, he pays.
Yeah.
Absolutely. €12.
He offered to hold my money because I had no pockets. At the end, he physically ran away with it.
Girl, how much money did you give him?
Giving my ex and he ran away.
How much money was in your pocket? Oh my God. Went for dinner and he went to the toilet and never came back, leaving me with a €250 bill.
Oh, that's horrible. Imagine how shit you'd feel like someone just left like that. Fair enough getting your friend to ring someone if you're not into it, but then when you look at it like that.
Like at least
I just would hate someone to ever feel like sad about me leaving or something.
Like at least ghost me after you drop me home.
Yeah, at least pay the bill and then ghost me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't do it before.
If you really wanted, yeah. Yeah. That man is going around getting free dinner dates off people pretending to go to the bathroom.
He was texting another girl for the whole date. We'd been together a year and a half.
That's pretty bad.
Fuck's sake.
Whenever she found out it was that, I'd say they matched up dates. So. First ever date after a 7-year relationship. I took a few shots before I got there to settle the nerves. Got there grand, but too drunk and he ended up holding my hair back as I got sick. Oh girl, that's what you need after a 7-year relationship though.
Ah, absolutely.
You needed the shots.
Yeah.
And.
Right, do you know what? I wouldn't even feel bad after.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's not even a worst date, girl. Put that in. At least you held your hair back.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
No wonder they still
gentlemen, yeah. He took me to a staff party, killing two birds with one stone. It was a metal gig.
Oh, like a
rock.
Like a rock metal.
Like heavy metal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to dance. Like, just
I wonder.
I get a headache. Do you ever see them mosh pits and all?
So scary.
What?
I seen them at, was it Travis Scott concert? Recently. And they all, there was like a drone footage going up and you could see all the different mosh pits, but it was giving me that trypophobia.
With all the different holes.
Oh, it made me sick. It made me feel so sick.
But like those metal ones where they all literally run into each other and like bash off each other and all.
No.
There's no way you're enjoying yourself there, Pat. Like,
you're
seriously.
Like, body slamming yourself into someone.
What is fun about that?
That needs to be studied.
I'd love to know. Someone text us if you've ever been to one of them
mosh pits.
Is that what they're called?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you okay, girl?
Came with a friend and asked for a threesome.
Fair play to him.
I feel like
I'm giving him a pat on the back.
No. Fuck off. I feel like someone else has said this before. It was a dilemma that came in a year ago or something, and someone brought a friend to a date.
Come on, like,
that's just etiquette. You don't do that.
But to just surprise, shawty. Like, but just to surprise them with that, like,
you couldn't.
No.
And then just know, like, you can't. No.
No, that's a weird one. Mm-mm. Collected me in his mom's car with a bath set as a gift.
Aww.
Then took me to his house to watch Love Island. He put his cat in my lap and then told me he had another present in his room for me. An Anne Somerset. He said the girls in work guessed my size for my Instagram. I sent my mom my location and
said help. Oh no.
Oh, he's doing too much there.
Was that first date, you think?
Surely not.
Not the cat in the lap.
Right, the bath
the
set and all.
The hat. The
cat, you put your cat near me.
Oh, I'd be like, oh.
No, I hate cats so win. Much. The bath set, I'd even be like,
The bath set he definitely got. That was mom for Christmas.
Yeah, you've definitely been re-gifted a gift.
That was re-gifted.
Took me to his house, watched Love Island. Okay, that's fine. Even the bath set, I'd be like, this is fucking weird. Why he handed shit in the car? That's yeah, weird.
Don't reset, it's not. Okay.
Okay, then imagine him picking up his little pussy, putting the pussy on your lap and saying, here.
The pussy's sitting on her lap. And he whips out an answer.
And then says, here, babe, put that on.
I think.
Help.
No.
You were right.
Like I feel like if someone buys you lingerie and is your boyfriend, that's a bit far.
Yeah.
I feel like.
It's giving fetish or something.
Yeah. I just think that I think I'd feel a bit uncomfortable.
That's a bit. Yeah.
Depending on if you're really comfortable with the person, but.
If this is a first date, I would say run.
Yeah.
You said, Mom, help.
Yeah. On Valentine's, my new boyfriend and all his friends arrived to join us for dinner. I feel like this is probably not that irregular of an occurrence.
Do you know, I feel like that'd be kind of funny. Like,
yeah.
What else could you do? I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Do you ever see girlfriends surprising their boyfriends in the airport with all his friends? I think that's adorable. Yeah.
For like holiday?
Yeah. So like if you brought Dano away, just like for his birthday or something, just pretending to Dano that.
Friends.
Yeah. And then all his friends show up.
Isn't that cute?
Oh, that's so cute.
I've seen that on TikTok.
That's adorable. Went to a guy's house to watch a movie. He looked nothing like his photos, but said I'd give his personality a chance. I was texting the girls to ring with an emergency, but decided I was grown enough to just tell him I wasn't feeling it and leave. He stopped me from leaving, holding out a plastic container and said, but I've made protein balls in a baby voice. Oh, sorry, let me rephrase that.
But I've made protein balls.
Stop. I feel sick.
But I've made protein balls
in a baby voice. Girls, I ran from that house.
No, I think that would make me feel fucking sick. Protein balls is meant to make them, let me say.
Me want Louis Vuitton.
I have shivers. I feel sick.
Tell
the story.
No, I don't think I can't even remember the story, can I?
It was just what someone wanted for his birthday.
Oh yeah.
Me want Louis Vuitton. I just want to like jump out my skin.
Like what?
Jeez. Oh, I feel sick.
No, so anything like the baby voice, like
I think maybe that's a way to avoid bad dates is like don't go. I wouldn't go to a house for a first date.
Yeah, I think that's a bit.
I feel like I knew that one as I was like a little bit younger. Like I remember being asked when I was like a teenager and I was like, no, like I don't
like
know
like you're coming over. Like
I just think like, I think I'd be scared to get like
kidnapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you're kind of breaking that barrier straight away of like comfort. So I feel like.
Yeah, he's obviously going to be very comfortable in his own home.
Yeah.
Which is normal. But then like.
Well, you're kind of skipping a few steps.
On edge.
Like, you should go on nice, like a date and like.
Yeah.
Outside the home where you're both on the same playing field. Whereas like in his house, I feel like it's. Maybe that should be avoided. But fuck me, the protein balls.
But I made protein balls.
Girls, I ran from that house.
Did you take the protein balls?
Yeah, take the balls and run.
Oh, God, no.
I stopped to pee on the street and then left to meet his friends in a different pub.
Oh, you just left. Wait, you peed or he peed?
Who peed?
Who peed?
Stopped to pee on the street, then left to meet his friend.
Hmm.
Oh, maybe he peed.
He peed.
I feel like it was him. Fucking bastard. Someone else brought his child coffee date and had no one to mind him.
Aw.
How old was the child?
Right, okay. Do you think in this scenario, should he have texted maybe and been like, here, come here. Really sorry last minute. I can't get a sitter. Like, is it all right if so-and-so...
Or even just not even asking for permission, but just saying, look, I have to bring the child. We can reschedule.
Yeah.
If that's an issue or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think just appearing with the child.
Yeah, see, it's the same even when your man brought someone for a threesome. I think the surprise things on a first date would be like...
good.
Yeah.
Someone's already on edge. You're making them more.
Yes.
I think. Sat across from me on Tinder swiping away.
Ah, yeah.
People have no fucking shame.
As you do.
No shame. Like, honestly.
How?
Oh, let's move on to dilemmas after that whole batch of dilemmas.
Jesus.
So Secrets Under the Stalls is where we give you a bit of advice from dilemmas you have, kind of like conversations you have with the gals in the bathroom nightclub, and tell you things you need to hear and share our secrets, advice, and give you the real talk. And that's why the segment is called Secrets from the Stalls. They welcome into our email address. It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is the first dilemma. Myself and my siblings had a falling out a few years ago. I won't bore you with all the details, but I called my sister one day to give her a heads up about something bad I knew was coming her way in the next few days. And to say that she shot the messenger is an understatement. We had a bit of an argument on the phone, which ended with her saying she didn't want to speak to me again, and we haven't spoken or seen each other since. Our other sibling just took her side and never asked me what she'd said or anything. They just both cut me out. There's been a lot of hurt on my side, but through therapy, I know Charlene would be buzzing to hear that. Yay. I'm in a much better headspace and honestly at the point in my life where I also don't want a relationship with people who are able to cut me out so easily and make me feel disposable and worthless. But here's the dilemma. Our dad is getting married early next year and wants us to all attend. And if I'm honest, I've been riddled with anxiety at the thought of seeing them and having to spend the whole day with them. I know he's going to want family photos and I'll try the hardest to put my own hurt aside because it's not my day and I hate to take the shine off my dad on his big day. But I just don't feel like we've been family over the last few years and I feel uncomfortable at the thought of being in their company. I'd love an outsider's perspective on how they'd navigate through such a weird situation.
Okay, so let's put ourselves in the situation.
Yeah.
McKean, Selena and Queven Jack.
Yeah.
How would we go about this? So yeah, it'd be like us, the two of them taking sides.
Yeah.
And you being on your own.
I wonder like why they just, I wonder what it was.
So nosy.
I want to know. Yeah.
Like, I want to know how big of a deal this is. Do you know what I mean?
But I wonder, the news that was coming her way, I wonder did it come? Because how can you shoot the messenger if it's someone's looking out for you and is telling you, giving you a heads up of something bad that's going to happen? Or the first thing I thought of was like someone, she's going to find out something bad.
Yeah. But like she was obviously only telling her sister that to protect her sister. Like here, giving you the heads up, yeah. This is going to happen. Like,
yeah.
Maybe it was at the, I don't know. I'm only thinking.
Okay, well, let's skip forward to the wedding then.
Okay, what would you do? I think you all need to be grown adults. It's your dad's day.
They need to be, yeah.
Yeah, and even if it is just for that day, fake it till you make it. Put on a smile.
Yeah.
Don't make it about you and the way you are feeling. And maybe, who knows? It could be the makings of you. Like, it could actually make your siblings realise what we're fighting over. Like,
yeah, true.
I hate a family feud. It makes me so sad. So sad.
I feel like, I know it's hurtful that they've, like you said, cut you out and you feel like disposable and worthless, but maybe it's worth messaging them beforehand and being like,
before the wedding,
can we try sort this? Like, is it, not sort it, but like, can we at least try be civil so you're not going in with anxiety thinking, oh, what if they're not civil with me? What if they're saying stuff, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's probably what's giving you anxiety, the unknown. Whereas if you chat beforehand and just say, look, I'm not asking to make up, don't expect you to forgive, whatever, but can we just put that aside for one day?
For the sake of dad. Yeah. Say that. Blame your dad. Like, put all the pressure on him.
Put on dad.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, for the sake of dad, I really think we should put this aside.
Yeah.
But definitely something has to be said before the wedding. Don't just go into the wedding and nothing been said before that.
I feel like you'll be riddled.
It'll either blow up on the day or like, yeah, somebody'll be riddled with anxiety more than someone else. Yeah. Or like, yeah, something definitely needs to be said before the wedding, whether that is a text, a call, knocking on someone's door. Mm-hmm. The tree is coming together.
And I feel like they're also feeling like, they're probably also feeling how you are, like sad and missing you. It's a family, do you know the kind of way they probably would, but I think definitely chatting.
Beforehand.
Even if it's just one text being like, look,
yeah,
I don't want to talk about this now, we don't have to talk about it, but I just want to make sure that we're civil for dad and not take the lie off, like you said, because you're being selfless by doing that. And I think that's important.
For your dad. Going on to phone a friend then. This is the part of our dilemma segment every week where we ask yous for advice. So we can't sit on the fence and be himming and hawing and oh, well, I do this and blah, blah. Yeah. And we love getting you involved. So we put up a dilemma on the Instagram stories and we asked our followers for their advice. So here is the dilemma. I've seen a guy for 6 months, and as I was always told I couldn't conceive, I never worried about contraception.
Ooh.
Last week I found out I was pregnant, and of course it's his, as he's the only person I've been with. We're both still in shock, and after thoroughly thinking about it from all aspects, I've decided to keep my baby as I don't know if I can ever have one again. I have a good job with great benefits and I have no reason not to keep it, and he's not happy with this. He keeps saying one minute that this isn't a good idea and wishes I would terminate, and then the next he's saying he'll never leave and he'll support me all the way and be there for his child. Last night he did the most hurtful thing ever and asked for a DNA test.
Oof.
I'm so hurt, and all I wanted to do was give the baby the best shot at life. I told him to leave and that after the DNA test I didn't want to speak to him again. Do you think I overreacted, or am I right to be so upset and ask him to leave? I don't know if my pregnancy hormones are making me dramatic. I don't know what to do with him. Do you think him asking me for a DNA test means he might be the one sleeping around? And here is what some of you guys have been saying.
Mm-hmm. Only thing you need to get rid of is him. He won't be long running back. Congratulations.
Aww. Aww. To be honest, I would ask too if I wasn't in a long-term committed relationship.
Okay. Not making excuses, but I found myself in similar situations, two babies and two dads. They can be so up and down with their feelings when it's unplanned. Also, the DNA test might be someone else getting into inside his head and not that he's sleeping around necessarily. Don't take it personally, but let him pay for it if he wants it. Yeah, I don't think that means he's necessarily sleeping around.
Really?
I think he might just be like...
someone else might have said that to him, or...
Yeah, or like they obviously only 6 months in, like he's just...
I'd say he's thinking all thoughts.
If he didn't say that from the get-go, I feel like someone else might have been like... have you asked for a DNA test? Like, obviously ask.
Okay.
Not kind of thinking that it might be a bit upsetting. So
yeah.
I think not necessarily that means he's sleeping around.
Really?
No.
Okay. He just wants paper proof. Neither are overreacting. They're just trying to adjust.
Get the DNA test, prove him wrong, and wave goodbye.
Girl, get out. He should trust you 100% and respect your reasons to want to keep the baby. If he was so concerned about getting pregnant, he should have used a condom.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 6 months is short time to trust someone. It's his trust issues, not you.
He's probably stressed and he might be pressured by his family to ask for a DNA test.
Okay.
It's so up and down, isn't it?
So I know. When I read one, I'm like, yeah. And then I read the next, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's right to have a DNA test done. As you know, I'm only 6 months, but it's your right to keep the baby. And if he keeps changing his mind, tell him to make time to think about it and come back when he knows.
Sounds like he needs to get his priorities right. Downright disrespectful, and she didn't overreact.
It's so hard.
I know. Like, do you think he should just be like 6 months in, if like he just got told this news that she's pregnant? Do you think he's...
I think he's just so shook and is like...
yeah, he's just down. Thinking every thought.
But you can't like think out loud like that. I think if you're 1 minute saying, thinking one thing, the next day saying the next, like keep that to yourself until you've made an actual decision.
Until you've made your mind up.
Especially with someone pregnant, like that's just... it's huge. Bringing a life into the world is a huge like thing to do. Every right to ask if you're not together, but out of order if you are.
Understandable to ask for the DNA test, but you deserve better than someone who keeps switching it up.
Mm-hmm. Walk away and look after you and your baby. I was in the same position with my son's sperm donor, and 6 years later, still nothing but stress and a son who wants to spend time with a daddy who's not around.
Oh, she just calls him a sperm donor.
Aww. But do you reckon it's not actual?
No, it's like she's calling that. It's not like he's not even he's not being a dad. Like,
yeah.
You overreacted. It's a scary time for you both, and this is unplanned in his life too. Cut him some slack.
I've been in your situation, but whatever happens with the dad, you and your baby are going to have an amazing life together.
I love that.
Aww.
And then the last one we have is, I get why you're upset, but better to get everything sorted now before the baby comes.
I think as well, like, should he not just take her word for it, like, that it's his?
Oh yeah, everyone should, but like... I'd say, like you said, someone's in his ear being like,
yeah,
telling him
yeah,
all sorts, or like the fact it is only 6 months in. They might have had the conversation where she might have said, like, I can't have kids.
Yeah.
So he never thought it was going to be something in his life.
In his head, yeah. So I hope that was helpful. Let us know. And we hope that you are okay. And
another home I drink, baby.
Woo! Send us an update, actually.
Yeah, too.
Let us know. You can send your dilemmas and your updates as well to homeidrinkatgrowloudnow.com, which is our email address. If you want to be featured for Phone a Friend, put that in the subject line of the email as well. And we can get the listener's advice as well, because that is... you just have really good advice.
Really do.
Really, like, things I wouldn't think of. And it's nice to have both sides of the coin as well and see both sides. But yeah, that's it for for phone friend. Beacon Bleak the week, we pick one high and one low every week, which is our good and bad thing.
Do you remember that thing in school? High, low, pick a low, pick a low, pick a low.
Stretch. I think I said stretch. I need stretch your leg. You jump your legs out.
What was the one that you did this with everyone? Down by the river goes hanky panky, to go back to back, say. Da, da, da.
I never did
that. I need to.
I would just stand in a circle. I can do it.
Yeah, loads of people stood in a circle, and you like, so put your hand like on my hand. Yeah, you clap my hand. I clap someone else's hand and it goes the whole way around.
Yeah, my river.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need
hanky
to try and remember
reminds
that.
Me of the Christmas poo in South Park. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Hanky.
Remember that?
Mr. Hanky.
Hate South Park.
Christmas poo. I loved South Park.
Oh my God, I hate
it. It was always on at night time and I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Really?
Because it was so rude.
On Comedy Central or
something,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so rude. Okay, so peak and bleak of the week. We'll start with the negative to get that out of the way. My bleak, just tired girl.
Yeah.
Or my, yeah. I can't really think of a bleak. Had a really good week in a week.
That's
kind of yeah. Plain.
What is this available?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. Good. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah, no bleak. No bleak. Love that.
Maybe I had no breakfast this morning. I'm pretty hungry, so that's pretty
yeah.
Bleak. Yeah.
Get yourself a big feed now.
Yeah, I will. I will.
And what's your peak?
Peak? It was my birthday.
Birthday girl.
It was my birthday when I was in Ibiza and...
I can't believe you're in the old club with me now.
I'm in the over 25.
Woohoo!
But I do feel like... Every age that I get, I'm like, I'm going to feel really old, but like, I actually just don't.
Do you know?
No.
That's good.
I think, yeah, I feel like that, like every time I turn an age, I'm like, oh, I'll definitely feel old. And then I'm like, now I'm like, no, the next age I will feel old. But like, I think that every year.
Yeah.
I never really do.
I think we feel younger than we are because COVID, or I'm just absolutely lying to myself and telling myself that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get old.
I'd love to stay like 22 for evs.
Yeah, that's a nice age. Isn't it?
24-ish maybe. Yeah, I really liked being 25. I feel like that was a nice...
Yeah, you're in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, this is the last year of my 20s.
I just think I'll never actually feel old, though, like...
I think when I hit 30, I will. I have to plan a 30th.
I know, but I feel like you just what I still won't, like... I still feel like I have the brain of when I was... Not as immature a way, but, like, I just... I don't know.
Don't feel as
old. I always feel the same inside, but it's just the outside the chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And age is only a number.
It's exactly.
Keep telling
everyone I'm 22.
Yoo-hoo!
What's your peak and bleak?
Yeah, I don't really think I have... my bleak is kind of that I'm really unprepared for...
EP.
Mm. Yeah. It's kind of... It was pissing me off last night. I was lying there. But it's my own fault. Who have I got to blame? Moi. Me, myself, and I. I'm not prepared for that, but I know. It's like every holiday we go on or whatever. It always works out.
It does.
I mean,
you end up there and you're fine. Yeah. You're clothed.
Yeah. It's grand.
Yeah.
My peak is actually that I was down in British Bay over the weekend and it was just so nostalgic. It was so nice. Like it was kind of emotional even being down there.
Yeah, I know.
So we went up and saw, we drove into like the mobile park where we used to stay.
It looked different.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the mobile. Yeah, and I was saying to my mom, I was like, this place I used to think this place was huge.
Just like when you were so young.
I'm like, I can literally see
the
aisles
now.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
But like, we saw our mobile and all, we drove past our mobile and I know. But it was the peak, it was lovely and I was swimming in the sea. It was so nice. Oh. Wasn't cold at all.
Really?
Oh my God,
fresh,
no. Like. Yeah. Brought my dad swimming. My dad hasn't been in like the Irish Sea in years. Oh. So he was in swimming. Tried to get Bobby in, he was having none of it.
That's weird. Dogs usually look.
I know, he was terrified of the waves. It was sea, I think it was different. The noise.
Yeah, if it was a lake, maybe.
Yeah, I reckon if he got over like where the waves crashed,
yeah,
he might have been alright.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was like, he was going for them and then run away.
And,
yeah, yeah. He didn't like it at all. But
oh, yeah,
that was my peaker down a bridge.
I hate just feeling nostalgic. It's very sad.
I was like, everything I was looking at and all, I was picturing me
being mini
there years ago. Yeah. We met one of like our best friends down there. They lived in the mobile across from us. We met their mom. Their mom was there and all. So we were talking to her and it was just like, oh my God, I feel like I'm a child again.
I know. It's just a weird pain. It's like, I feel like childhood goes so quick and you never get to, like,
yeah.
I hate that we can't be a child again.
I know, it's
you
weird.
You only spend like 18 years and the rest of your whole life is an adult.
But like, I remember even being down in Britain and like, my mom would literally bring us down the day after we finished school.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't come back up to Dublin until the day before school.
For summer?
We were down there the whole time. We never came home, like the whole summer. My dad would come down on the weekends. But I remember being younger and being like, oh, fuck's sake, I don't want to go down here.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
And now I'd do anything in the world
I know.
To be back down here. Or like just to go back to that time and be like, no, enjoy it in the moment.
I know. So if anyone's under 18 listening,
yeah,
honestly, live.
Live your life.
Live like a child.
Yeah.
Stop growing up. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. You can go back to listen to our bonus episode from Monday, which is how I'm doing Extra Juice. And we have a new one coming out Monday and every Monday. And then Thursday is our full episode on YouTube as well. So you can watch us there if you're watching. Hello. Hello, Cammies. But have you ever seen your one Lucy off Love Island does that?
No.
Have you not seen that video?
I just can't get over Maddie Gray Shepson calling her cat. Is it
Looney woo woo, yeah. Suki Lulu.
Oh yeah, Suki Lulu.
I'm showing my dad her videos. Oh, I was like, I love her. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a comment. Our podcast Instagram page as well as How My Drink Pod.
Yeah, follow.
I'm also wearing the merch right now. It says Summer Bird, lobster with a little wine glass and glass rosé. I do have shorts on.
You blend into the couch.
Oh my god, I do.
The color is very similar.
It is
very cute.
A little minty.
Love it.
Moment, but yeah. That's it for this week, guys.
We love yous.
Love yous lots.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home I Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yeah.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD.